This is Alive with Joseph.
Genesis 8 verse 5 says, and the waters decreased continually until the 10th month, and in the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountain seen. On the first day of the 10th month, this was after the flood of Noah. The Bible said the mountain was seen. The ark has already rested, but they couldn't see the mountain. Then the Bible said on the 1st of October, the mountain became obvious. The mountain became obvious. Listen, friends, you're a mountain for too long. Nobody has been able to notice you, but I declare you will be visible after now in the name of Jesus. I prophesy men and women will recognize you, recognize your skill, recognize what you bring to the table in the name of Jesus. I declare over you this morning, where you were despised, they will honor you. People will rise from different walks of life to honor you in the name of Jesus. I said they will honor the grace of God on your life in the name of Jesus. All the waters of confusion that may have covered you in the last 8 months, I pray for you this morning. I command those waters of confusion to reduce and be canceled in the name of Jesus. The waters of challenges, waters of battles, waters of sickness, I pray for you today that those waters decrease in the name of Jesus. I said the waters decrease in the name of Jesus. You as a mountain, I declare, rise in the name of Jesus. I say rise in the name of Jesus. I say rise in the name of Jesus. I say rise in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. You will appear in this season in the name of Jesus. Whatever has covered you before now, I roll it away in the name of Jesus. Those of you that have been kept in obscurity in the marketplace, I prophesy you are out of obscurity in the name of Jesus. I declare you're out of obscurity in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Spirit, your star will shine in the name of Jesus. I say you will shine in the name of Jesus. You will shine brighter and brighter in the name of Jesus. In this Jubilee season, I announce over you, you will shine in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 2:2, the Bible says, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, shall be exalted above the hills, and all the nations, I don't know who you are, divine exaltation is coming to you in the name of Jesus. I said divine exaltation is coming to you in the name of Jesus. The Bible said the mountain appeared when the waters decreased. The mountain appeared when the waters decreased. The mountain appeared when the waters decreased. I declare, whatever water has covered your significance, I prophesy, let the water decrease in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your loudest amen. Let the water decrease in the name of Jesus. The mountain there signifies the church of Jesus Christ. It signifies the people of God. The mountain signifies the people of God. The Bible said the mountain will rise above the hills, and all the nations will flow to it. I pray for you. You will attract the loyalty of others in the name of Jesus. In this season of Jubilee, I pray for you. People will look upon you with respect in the name of Jesus. I say people will look upon you with respect in the name of Jesus. Your journey will be simplified in the name of Jesus. I say heaven will simplify your journey in the name of Jesus. It will get better and brighter for you in the name of Jesus. I don't know who you are, but I came to announce is a new era for you in the name of Jesus. I say is a new era for you in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe it's a new era for you. Give the Lord your praise this morning. It's a new era for you. The water decreased. In the presence of the enemy, the water decreased. I don't know what it is that looks like it has been swallowing you. I pray for you today. May that thing decrease in the name of Jesus. Celebrate the Lord if you believe it this morning. Now, when you look at the book of Leviticus chapter 25 from verse 8 to 14, quite a long scripture, but let's read. It says, count of 7 Sabbath years, 7 times 7 years, so that the 7th Sabbath years amount to the period of 49 years. Then afterwards, then have the trumpet sounded everywhere on the 10th day of the 7th month. On the Day of Atonement, sound the trumpet throughout your land, consecrate the 50th year, proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. each of you is to return to your family property and to your own clan. The 50th year shall be a jubilee for you. Do not sow and do not reap what grows of itself, or harvest the untended vines. For it is a jubilee, it is to be holy for you. Eat only what is taken directly from the field. In this year of jubilee, everyone is to return to their own property. If you sell land to any of your own people or buy land from them, do not take advantage of each other. Hallelujah. I'm starting what I titled this morning, The Reality of Jubilee. The Reality of Jubilee. Now, jubilee is a year where even if you're working for somebody as a slave in that year, you are sent home free to go with proceeds. You're not just sent home, you are sent home to go with proceeds. This is an instruction from God where Israel was asked to observe all the days of their lives. They were asked to observe this day, all the days of their life. The Bible says that it was a year of liberty. The Bible days, it was just 1 year. In the Bible days, it was just after 49 years, the 50th year on the 10th day of the 7th month, which is the Day of Atonement, they are to blow the trumpet, which signifies the beginning of Jubilee. So in the Bible, the year of Jubilee was the 50th year proclaimed with a ram's horn. It is proclaimed with a ram's horn. That marked a time of liberation, a time of rest, a time of economic reset, where slaves were freed, debts were forgiven, ancestral lands were returned to its original owners, serving as also a communal and an economic reset. After seven cycles of Sabbath, after seven cycles of Sabbath year, there is to be a reset. I don't know who you are. I pray for you, even in this Jubilee season, may there be a reset in your life in the name of Jesus. I say, may there be a reset in the name of Jesus. I declare over you this morning, may there be a reset. If whatever it is that has held you down, be released from it in the name of Jesus. It was celebrated every 50th year, following seven cycles of 7 years. Following after the seven cycles of 7 years, the 50th year, seven cycles of 7 years equals to 49 years. Then the 50th year, the Day of Atonement, which is the 10th day of the 7th month, was then the ram's horn, which is called the Yobel. It is blown to announce the beginning of Jubilee. The ram's horn is sounded to announce the beginning of liberty. To announce the beginning of liberty. There are key aspects to consider when it comes to the year of Jubilee. Number one, liberation. That is, all indentured servants and slaves, they were to be set free. They were to, whether the masters like it or not, they were to be set free. I don't know who you are. Whether the devil like it or not, you are set free in the name of Jesus. I say you are set free in the name of Jesus. Number two was land restoration. People were to return to their ancestral land and original property. Restoring land ownership to his first families. I pray for you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In this season of Jubilee, may God give you and your family your own house in the name of Jesus. You didn't hear me. I say, may God give you and your family your own house in the name of Jesus. You're here, you're believing God for a house. I prophesy, may God give you and your family your own house in the name of Jesus. You're here, maybe you're behind your bond. Some things has happened, you've not been able to pay, and it looks like they will repossess your house. I stand here today, I declare in this season of Jubilee, may there be divine intervention in the name of Jesus. And if you already own a house, I prophesy, receive grace to own house in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your loudest amen. You have a business, you will own your own business properties in the name of Jesus. Let your amen come like thunder. Number three was debt forgiveness. Many debts were to be forgiven. I pray for you, anyone that is drowning in the sea of indebtedness, let the mercy of God deliver you in the name of Jesus. You didn't hear me. Let the mercy of God deliver you from that waters of indebtedness in the name of Jesus. Any business here that is in debt, the business is in debt. People are looking for you, chasing you around. They can't seem to give you rest. I prophesy in this season of Jubilee, may the mercy of God forgive your debts in the name of Jesus. Let the Lord make a way out for you in the name of Jesus. And I pray you will not go back again in the name of Jesus. You will remain debt free in the name of Jesus. Whatever debt you incur will be to make more money in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. And the fourth thing that happened was Sabbath rest. The land was to have a year of sacred rest, during which no agricultural work was to be done. They were to have rest. Look at your neighbor, tell them, I enter my season of rest. Look at someone, tell them, I enter my season of rest. And I declare, even as you have said it with your mouth, let it become your reality in the name of Jesus. Enter rest in the name of Jesus. Enter economic rest in the name of Jesus. Enter emotional rest in the name of Jesus. Let your family enter rest in the name of Jesus. Let your health enter rest in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. It was to be a season of rest. Rest, rest on every side. Hallelujah. How many are ready to enjoy rest in this season? Celebrate the Lord this morning. Oh, it is your time to rest. I say it is your time to rest. It has been too many battles. Battles left, right, and center. One thing after another. One thing. You can't seem to look back and say, there was a time where I rested. I pray for you in the name of our Lord Jesus. In this season of rest, may you enjoy rest in the name of Jesus. In this season of Jubilee, which is a season of rest, may you enjoy rest in the name of Jesus. May your mind also rest in the name of Jesus. There are those whose mind is not resting. Their mind can't seem to rest. Even in the dream, their mind is everywhere. Amen. And the Bible says it's only the wicked there should be no rest for. Amen. There should be no rest for the wicked, not for the righteous. It's only the wicked. Bible said there is no rest for the wicked, but not for the righteous. You are the righteous. I declare, receive rest in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 6 now tells us, they said, the Lord our God speak unto us in Horeb, saying, you have dwelt long enough in this mountain. You have been at this level for too long, but Jubilee has come for you to come out of that level in the name of Jesus. So the word Jubilee means release. It means freedom. Jubilee means it is a season where everybody that is owing is forgiven on their debt. Then it continued in Joshua chapter 6 verse 4. It says, and seven priests shall bear before the ark seven trumpets of ram's horn. And the seventh day you shall compass the city seven times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpet. The priests shall blow with the trumpet. So one of the instructions God gave to Joshua was that the priests should blow the trumpet of ram's horn. In the Old Testament times, ram's horns were used to announce Jubilee. It was used to announce freedom and celebration. In biblical times, captives were set free. People were repurchased back. People's lands were repossessed and they were returned back to them. You know, those who have Jubilee was also about celebration. So God told Joshua to blow the ram's horn, which was, you know, the signal, the announcement of Jubilee. The ram's horn is also known as the Jubilee horn. The ram's horn is known as the Jubilee horn. So we're in this season of Jubilee, your new season. It will not come with struggle. Listen, friends, it will not come with struggle. The reason I'm teaching you is so that you can have faith for it. Because whatever you have faith, you don't have faith for, you cannot benefit from it. So it's a season where, you know, you come into a life without struggle. It comes with celebration. The sound of Jubilee, you know, is a sound of celebration where God delivers his people completely. And listen, let that sound be on your lips in this season. As we march forward, let the sound of Jubilee be on your lips. Let it be on your tongue, consigning every pending expectation. Let the sound of Jubilee be on your tongue, because soon you will have cause to call everybody around you to come celebrate with you in the name of Jesus. I say your prayer points has been turned into testimonies in the name of Jesus. Jericho walls around you has come down in the name of Jesus. So instead of more battles, your Bible makes it clear that in the season of Jubilee, when it comes upon you, battle ceases, struggles come to an end. You have restoration with compensation. When others say things are going down, you shall say things are working good for you. Why? Because it's a season where God brings you into, you know, where you begin to harvest favor without labor, where God removes your labor from the favor that is available to you. When others say that they are faced with walls, you will begin to declare that the walls have fallen flat before you. When others others say is a struggle and is a difficult season, you are able to declare, Jubilee is here. Jubilee is here. And because Jubilee is here, I will receive what others cannot get. I'm not receiving it by my strength. I am receiving it by the favor of God, by the grace of God, and by the mercy of God. Thunder Jubilee. The walls of Jericho were to fall down flat. They were to fall down flat. So when the priest blew the trumpet, when the priests were commanded to blow the ram's horn, they were meant to celebrate before the real substance that should provoke celebration manifested. Remember, when they blew the trumpet and declared, you know, and began to announce their liberty, the walls had not fallen yet. So God was simply telling them to celebrate before, you know, the real substance that will provoke celebration manifested. Listen, friends, you may not have seen any reason to celebrate, but God says, I should tell you, beginning from this moment, begin to celebrate prophetically. Begin to celebrate. Begin to announce your victory. Begin to announce your rest. There might not be anything in the natural that you should be celebrating for, but I came to declare, the same way they celebrated before the wall of Jericho came down flat, that is how your celebration will come forth in the name of Jesus. And when they celebrated, there was a manifestation. I declare, as you celebrate in this season, may there be a manifestation in your life in the name of Jesus. I say, may there be a manifestation in your life in the name of Jesus. You get to celebrate your high places. You get to celebrate your testimonies. You get to celebrate the good things of God, the goodness of God towards you. You get to celebrate the mercy of God, celebrate the grace of God, celebrate the kindness of God. You celebrate. I may not have experienced it yet, but I prophetically release my celebration. And when I release my celebration, the God of heaven will honor my celebration and cause a manifestation to occur in my life. Give Jesus praise this morning. Understand that your walk with God is a journey of faith. By faith. Everything is by faith. You walk into your future celebration by faith. The things that are yet to manifest, you walk into them by faith. You blow the horns of Jubilee like Joshua did. When you do that, there will always be an outbreak of celebration and congratulations around you. And the Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 102 verse 13, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. Your set time has arrived in the name of Jesus. You didn't hear me. I say your set time is now in the name of Jesus. He said, the set time is come. Your set time of celebration is come in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, the set time is now. The set time is now. The set time is now. Everything around me may be suggesting to the contrary, but the set time is now. Why? I believe God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will remain the same. His word will never fall to the ground without accomplishing the purpose for which it was sent out for. My set time is now. Thunder, my set time is now. Jubilee is also a season of supernatural restoration, rest, and determination of struggles, which can be accessed through a covenant relationship with the Almighty God. The spirit of Jubilee is connected to the restoration of everything that was lost and taken, including that which was lost by the previous generation, including that which was lost by mistake. Listen, when the season of Jubilee comes, God is not checking if you lost it by carelessness, if you lost it by, no. Because at that moment, the mercy of God overrules everything. The mercy of God overrules everything. It is a season where you walk free. Whether you want to walk free or not, you walk free. Whether you love your bondage or not, you are set free. Whether you love, you know, romancing your bondage or not, you have no choice. Once the trumpet is blown, you are mandated by covenant to walk free. Hallelujah. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Liberty was not open for negotiation. Liberty was not available for dialogue. It was a must. It was a must. And I declare over you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, whatever area you're struggling with, and it looks like victory will never come, I pray for you. Receive victory in the name of Jesus. I say receive victory in the name of Jesus. So they were to walk free, including what was lost by the previous generation. Hear me? What was lost by the previous generation. What the adversary has taken from you or from your father's house comes back to you in a season of Jubilee. So Jubilee also means an end to stress. Child of God, after a certain point, things ought to be easy for you. After a certain point, things ought to be easy. Diverted labor needs to return back with the testimony. After a certain time. And that was what God was trying to show to us, that after seven cycles of 7 years, they cannot continue like that. So there must be a reset. And that is what is happening to us as a church in this season. In the realms of the spirit, there is a reset. Listen, there is a reset. And I pray for you, you will not miss it in the name of Jesus. I say you will not miss it in the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us, you know, gives us an interesting picture in the book of Luke chapter 4, verse 19 to 16, from 16 to 19. It says, and he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, which is the year of Jubilee, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Isaiah 60 verse 1 to 2, you'll find it there. He said, to comfort, and in the book of Isaiah verse 2 now included a couple of more things. He said, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. So the acceptable year of the Lord is a year of Jubilee. Jubilee means 50. To announce, to proclaim Jubilee. To announce the acceptable year of the Lord. So Jesus said, I am anointed to proclaim Jubilee. I am anointed to proclaim Jubilee. That is what I am anointed to do. And what is the anointing? The anointing is yoke destroying, burden removing power of God. That is the anointing. The anointing is yoke destroying, burden removing power of God. And Jesus said, I have the power to remove, you know, burden and to destroy yokes from your life. Isaiah 10:27, you will find that there. He said, and it shall come to pass in that day, and this and his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. So the anointing destroys yoke, removes burdens. What is a burden? A burden is anything that makes you uncomfortable. Sickness is a burden. Lack of resources is a burden. Disease is a yoke. Poverty is a burden. Unemployment is a yoke. Lack of children in marriage is a burden. Lack of business opportunity is a burden. It's a burden. It's a burden that must go. Things not working out for the family is a burden. The family must never get to the place where, you know, nothing is working at all. Everything has come to a standstill. It's a burden. And the anointing of Jesus is to destroy yokes and to remove burdens. That is, the believer under Christ ought not to walk under the yokes of the enemy anymore. Sickness is a burden. Marital battle is a burden. Yokes is a burden. Emotional weight is a burden. So Jesus said, I am anointed to proclaim Jubilee to those who are bound. I'm anointed for it. I pray for you this morning. Enter your Jubilee in the name of Jesus. I command the burdens be lifted in the name of Jesus. The yokes on your finances be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, I'm anointed for that. I'm anointed. And I pray for you, whatever has kept you down is letting you go right now in the name of Jesus. I am also anointed to proclaim it over you. And I stand here today in the name of our Lord Jesus. I announce over you and your household, it is your season of the goodness of God in the name of Jesus. I declare right now, I am anointed to make some announcements over you. And I declare over you, it is your season for signs, for wonders in the name of Jesus. I am anointed to proclaim. I am anointed to announce liberty to those who are bound. I stand here today invoking the covenant of my assignment. I declare you are set free in the name of Jesus. I'm anointed to preach to the poor the gospel. I declare your days of poverty are over in the name of Jesus. Be generational poverty, they are over in the name of Jesus. Every cycle that repeats poverty in your household, let it be broken in the name of Jesus. The family is where the enemy keep repeating cycle of poverty. Cycle of poverty. So the enemy makes sure that the family keep, they all keep doing the same thing that has kept the family in bondage. Cycle of poverty has to be destroyed, because often it is not that a people do not work hard, but when there is a cycle of poverty, no manual labor can deliver a person from cycle of poverty. No manual labor. It's either, you know, the cycle of indebtedness or cycle of doing things that are keeping them bound, that you discover that every child in that family has a cycle of not going to school. Listen, friends, education is not everything, but education gives you a leverage. It's easy to say, you know, there are so many unemployed graduates. My friend, don't go that route. If you go that route, it is shown statistically, one of the easiest way for families to come out of poverty is education. Is education. I have my wife here. She came from a family of five. The father died when she was 13 years. The mother was a school teacher in Kwankwa, teaching primary school, not even high school, primary school. But one of the ways they came out of, by then, it was only Vera that was born again. Then Pastor Cordelia got born again in her first year in high school. So we will not say maybe the mother was, you know, doing prayer worry, which she was praying. But that was one of the ways they came out, was all of them went to school. And by that going to school, the yoke of poverty was destroyed. The mother labored to send them to, and they went to school and focused. They didn't return back with pregnancies. Because that is one of the ways cycle of poverty continues. Pregnancies. When women keep producing children, they have no money to take care of. So before you know it, 3-4 kids are born. Then they are born into abject poverty. Then they replicate the same thing. So there is no one to really come out, because why? You know, it's a cycle. Then you see poverty is resident in that home. They all went to school. Cordelia graduated. Portia graduated as a medical doctor. Theo graduated as a chartered accountant. And Vera graduated. You know, they all, before you know, as it is right now, no poverty in their family. No poverty. Their mother is living the life. When I say she's living the life, I'm honest. She buys a makeup of 10,000 rands and never uses it. She's living the life. I'm serious. My mother-in-law is living the life. They just blessed her right now with a brand new house here in Polokwane town. Poverty broken. If they are not going to school, Cordelia has returned back with big stomach. Poverty will have continued, though, my friend. Single mother, 5 children. So one of the ways that we come out of poverty, yes, there are unemployed graduates, yes, but my friend, it is shown statistically, one of the ways families come out of poverty is education. Send your children to school. Send them to school. Forget that holiday you're going for. Send them to school. There is nowhere this woman cannot go on holiday now. There's no holiday she can't go, as it is right now. She has so much money in her hand, that's why she buys some funny things sometimes. She goes and buy a dress of 5,000 rand, then she never gets to use it. That's the only person I see. When she's going to the shop, she calls her daughter, which dress should I wear? And I'm serious. But this was a woman who had a Honda Accord, that Honda leaves them on the road. They used to, in Kwankwa, they know that car very well, those years. You know, that car... You enter that car, you are guaranteed to stay on the road and push it. Cordelia will tell you. Cycle. So it's a season of jubilee. The cycle has to break. Because often the cycle is not demonic. The cycle is just that a generation is not rising to say enough is enough. And I pray for you in this season of Jubilee. Let the cycle of poverty be broken in the name of Jesus. Let it be broken in the name of Jesus. Let it be broken in the name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9 says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. Hey, I announce cycle of poverty be broken in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. What is the gospel to the sinner? The gospel to the sinner is that your sins are forgiven. You are saved, according to Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In the season of Jubilee, the sinner is saved from his sin. What is the gospel to those who are bound? It is that you don't need to be bound anymore. Freedom is here. John 8:36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. So what Jesus is simply saying in the book of Luke chapter 4 is that Jubilee is no more a year. Jubilee is now a person. And that person is him, Jesus Christ. So you and I doesn't have to wait for 15 years again. No, no, no. We have Christ. We are now in Jubilee. We have Christ. We are now in liberty. Give the Lord your praise this morning. So Jesus was saying in Luke chapter 4 that Jubilee is a person, and that person is him, Christ. You don't have to wait for 50 years anymore to be free, because wherever Jesus walks into, Jubilee will be there. So you can't celebrate Jubilee without Jesus. Jesus is Jubilee in the new covenant. And Jesus said, I have come to bring this Jubilee into your life. I have come to exchange your garment of shame for the spirit of joy. I have come to exchange your ashes for a crown of glory. I have come to give you good news. I prophesy the remaining days of this year, it shall be good news for you in the name of Jesus. I say it shall be good news all around you in the name of Jesus. I declare, receive good news in your business in the name of Jesus. Receive good news in your career in the name of Jesus. Good news in your family in the name of Jesus. Good news in your academics in the name of Jesus. I replace every bad news with good news in the name of Jesus. Thunder, my Jubilee is here. Hallelujah. Jubilee is no more a date. Your Jubilee is a person. Jesus is our Jubilee. One day he was born by a virgin Mary. Your Jubilee walked on the earth. Your Jubilee was crucified. He died. He was buried. And on the third day, your Jubilee rose again and went back to heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you. As I speak right now, your Jubilee is sitting at the right hand of the Father on high. One day, that same Jubilee will break the virgin sky. He will return again to collect every one of us. Give Jesus praise this morning. So you say, why, before I return, while you're on this earth, enjoy Jubilee every day. Enjoy Jubilee every day. Every day is a celebration. Every day is congratulation. Every day is liberty. Every day is victory. Hey, listen to me, friends. Your Jubilee breaks every limitation in our lives. Thunder Jubilee. So Jubilee is a person. It is no more a day. We don't have to wait for seven cycle of 7 years. No, 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 no. The day you got born again, if any man therefore be in Christ, he has received Jubilee. If any man therefore, you don't have to wait for another 50 years or wait for until Pastor Joseph turns 50 years again. I will never be 50 years again. But I came to announce over you that your Jubilee is here. You must enjoy it in the name of Jesus. Hey, 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 hey. The Bible says, he that had the Son has life, and he that does not have the Son does not have life. Do you have the Son? Do you have the Son of God in you? I said, do you have the Son of God in you? Give Jesus praise, because you have life. You have life. Jubilee is a day. It's not a day anymore. He is a person. If you don't have the personality of Jesus, you are not free. Real freedom begins with a relationship with the Almighty God. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have Jubilee. If you don't have Jesus, you are bound. But this morning, I've come to announce Jubilee over you. I prophesy, whatever was stolen from you, restored back to you in the name of Jesus. I say, receive restoration in the name of Jesus. They took that business from you. Get ready. God is giving you twice over in the name of Jesus. I say, he's giving you twice over opportunities in the name of Jesus. He's giving you double-double in the name of Jesus. Double-double in the name of Jesus. Before this year winds down, I decree and I declare, you will experience unprecedented restoration in the name of Jesus. You shall experience unprecedented restoration in the name of Jesus. So Luke 4 verse 18 says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. That was why when he finished, he closed the book. Because I'm the fulfillment of this prophecy. If any man receives me, you don't have to wait for a cycle of 50 years again. He said, the Spirit of God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. What is gospel? The gospel is also good news. The gospel is God's remedy for mankind. That is, whatever you need is in the gospel. Liberty in the gospel. Prosperity in the gospel. So that's why we preach the gospel to you. I don't preach Joseph to you. I preach the gospel because whatever you need is in the gospel. Good news to a poor man is that your days of poverty is over. That's good news to the poor man. Jubilee is a proclamation of the gospel. And that is our message. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Is your heart broken? Has somebody disappointed you? Has somebody stabbed you at the back? Has somebody maligned your name? Has somebody injured your heart? My friend, you must have a smile on your face because Jubilee has arrived. Have somebody, you know, maligned you, destroyed you, and yet they're looking at you, they're smiling at you, and God is saying, I should tell you, Jubilee has arrived. Jesus is not just here to set the captives free, he is here to heal your broken heart. That is Jubilee. According to Luke chapter 4, verse 18, he said, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Hallelujah. That means, listen friends, you cannot celebrate Jubilee while your heart is broken. It means you cannot celebrate Jubilee with poverty in your life. So he says, now that I'm Jubilee, and I want you to celebrate, because Jubilee is an announcement of celebration and congratulation. He said, now I'm going to make sure that in everything that will stop you from celebrating this Jubilee, I deal with it. Broken hearts, I heal you. Captivity, I set you free. Poverty, I deliver you from it. So that you can go and enjoy Jubilee. And I proclaim Jubilee over you today in the name of Jesus. I proclaim light over you in the name of Jesus. As I proclaim light over you in the name of Jesus, I prophesy you will come alive in this season in the name of Jesus. I see a better life for you in the name of Jesus. It too sure for you in the name of Jesus. You didn't hear me. I say it too sure for you in the name of Jesus. That's the language they use. It too sure for me. If an unbeliever can use such statement, my friend, I declare, because you have Jubilee, it's too sure for you in the name of Jesus. I say, it's too sure for you in the name of Jesus. You didn't hear me. I say, it is too sure for you in the name of Jesus. Hey, thunder Jubilee. Glory to God. You know, when you look at the South African national flag, which I call national uniform, the rainbow flag, unity flag, is the most decorated on the planet Earth with 6 colors. I prophesy over you. That is how your life will be decorated in the name of Jesus. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said, that's how your life will be decorated in the name of Jesus. Do you have the flag? If you can put it for me, fine. But if you don't have, it's fine. I declare, that is how your life will be decorated in the name of Jesus. Hey, your destiny will dazzle in the name of Jesus. Because your Jubilee is here, I decree and I declare, your light will so shine in the name of Jesus. It will so shine in the name of Jesus. No more dull life for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he said. Jesus said something else here as I close. He said, to preach deliverance to the captives. You don't only pray for captives. You preach them out of it. You preach them out of it. You preach to them as well, because captivity is twofold. A mindset and demonic. So by prayer, we deliver them from the demonic level. And by preaching, we change your mind. We change your mind. We preach deliverance. Because Jubilee is a time not just to be free from demonic oppression. It is also a time to renew your mind. And Jesus came that your mind may be renewed. Jubilee is to preach deliverance to the captive. Today, I declare you are free in the name of Jesus. I preach deliverance to you. Be free in the name of Jesus. You preach deliverance. You don't just pray for captives. You preach them out of captivity. Because some people, their captivity is a mindset. It's a mindset that someone, you know, looks at, you know, government grants and decides to give back to a child for 250 rand. Such a person doesn't need prayers. You preach her out or preach him out. You preach him out. When we used to be in Palaboro, I close with that. Every morning you're walking, when the time you're coming from, you know, I used to have an office then in town. You know, I'm walking out to, you will see young girls, young boys littered everywhere. And all of them, minimum, 3 children. All of them, minimum. During school time. Because popping children has become a sport. It's not an activity. All of them. And they depend on the grant. How much is it now even? 580. 540. Can you imagine? That won't even buy you diapers. So you can see, it's a mindset. It's a mindset. So after laying hands on those people, you preach them out. You preach them out. Say, don't do that again, or else you will repeat a cycle. There are many, mindset has kept them where they are. They are not bound because demons are holding them. They are bound because their mind is not liberated. And Paul said to you and I, we must renew our minds. Because if we do not renew our mind, captivity will continue. As a believer, you renew your mind. Stay in scriptures. Renew your mind. Renew. There are many believers whose mind is filled with thinking. Renew your mind. Jesus said, we preach deliverance to the captives, because captivity is twofold, a mindset and demonic. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Let's celebrate the Lord. Let's rise on our feet as we go home. Hayana Marada. So it's our season of Jubilee. I want you to press in, release your faith, press into it. Press into it. In fact, if I'm you, I will start writing the things that needs to come to an end in this season. The reason I'm doing this, so that by the time we enter that Jubilee conference, you already know what Jubilee is all about. Hallelujah. Lift your voice in thanksgiving. Let's begin to bless the Lord this morning. Lift your voice. Give him praise.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.